欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。我们先聊聊职场规划当中应该避开的那些常见的误区。今天分享到的是第七个误区， I need to be a yes man， 对他人有求必应。Everyone loves yes men, right? Nope. While I agree that saying no can sometimes hurt your career, we should also understand that by saying no can mean that we did go through a detailed analysis of the possible job scope and realize there might be realisticLimitations preventing the successful completion of the task. You should therefore include a detailed analytical explanation as to why you had to say no. 每个人都喜欢对自己说是的人，对不对？其实回答是否定的。虽然我也认为有对别人说不会影响自己的事业，但我们也要知道说不也说明自己对于这项工作进行了很认真的分析，并且呢意识到了存在的现实局限性，这样的局限很有可能阻碍自己完成工作，因此呢你要为拒绝提供合理的理由。 Be responsible and realistic enough to say no. It will worst if you can accomplish the additional road of work.要有责任感，基于现实分析勇敢地说不。如果完不成这项附加的工作，情况只会变得更糟糕。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. I need to be a yes man. 职场规划当中必须要避开的一些常见的误区，第七个误区，对他人有求必应。有的时候呢，要适当地学会说不。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。